Yudaman Aleph. Ahuda Otsula Kameder of Nachman. It's about halfway, a little more than halfway down the page. So the Morse says a story that a man comes in to Rav Nachman, our case of our Mishnah, comes in, and he says, he doesn't claim there's a lack of dam. He says that he did a Maisibiyah, and the woman was, the Psulim were lacking, it was a Pesah Pesuach. So Rav Nachman said to the people there, Asabuhu Kufri, we should give him Malkus. Okay. Why? Mevorchosa Chavitale, does he have a woman lying from him, the women of the city, the Zonas of the city lying from him? How does he know, how does a man who's never had Bia before know what the difference between a Pesach Pesuach and a non-Pesach Pesuach is? Elamai, he's been hanging out with the Zonas, so he deserves to be punished for that act of being with the Zonas. So the Morse says, okay, but to Rav Nachman, who Damar Mehemen? Rav Nachman is the one who said before that the man walks in his Pesach Pesuach Pesach, he is believed. The Morse says, you're right, believed in Masina Le Kufri. We believe him, but we also then assume, we believe that he's saying a statement. We also, however, have to assume that he has familiarity with the whole issue. Rav Achoy, Mishan, Rav Achoy answers the question that Kan B'Bachar Kan B'Nosui. That in a case of a person who's never been married before, he's not believed at all, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. But a man who's been married before, it would be believed. And when Rav Nachman says he's believed, it's almost the case of a man who has been married before.
Is this different than finding just some blood? I know it's some blood. I mean, blood is blood. I mean,
there's no blood over here. There's the case was
no blood.
There was no blood. The blood wasn't the issue.
Oh, so okay.
So that. But he says that it was Pesach Pesuach.
Okay.
Right? So why wasn't the blood the issue? Because like we said before, in the case of Yehuda, where there was that he didn't realize that he might have affected the Dom earlier, or there's certain families which Dom wasn't an issue. The more so later on, a woman who's a little bit older, the blood that gets absorbed, so there's no blood. So there wasn't the issue.
Okay.
Okay. Who does the command the Rabbi Gamliel? Amalei Pesach Pesuach Masasi. So the more takes a story back to the time of Rabbi Gamliel, the Tana, and he says Pesach Pesuach Masasi. Amalei Shema Hitisa. It's very possible that what happened was that your Maisibia didn't go in the normal angle, and therefore what appeared to you to be open really was just that you went in at a wrong angle. Okay. For example, a person is walking, it's very dark. He's in a very dark area, he doesn't have any vision at all, he can't see what he's doing. So if he'll come at a certain angle, as he comes to his house, the door seems to be, if he comes from one angle, the way their locks work, it looked like it was locked. Another way, it looked like it's open, because you can't really tell. So the same way over here, you're groping in the dark, and you have no way to know. Okay. Some say that what Rav Gamliel told the individual was a little bit different. Shem of Amazid, Hitisa, Bakarta Ladasha Va'avra. So what maybe that you went in very strongly, and what appeared to you to be seemingly to be an open because it went in easily is it's because you went in very strongly. And you removed the same way by a door, so the way the way you would lock a door, you know, you picture your cowboys and Indians, you know, the their log cabins. So they would have a piece of wood which went across, and they would have like a hook which would hold it in place. So it's called Dasha and Abra. So you pushed so hard that you smashed off the Dasha of Abra, and you said, wow, an open door. There was a Dasha of Abra there. You just pushed so hard that you ripped the whole thing off the wall.
You made it open.
And Shechol the Moshul, The Madam Darman Lo Adam Shehita Hulam Half Ishan Laila Vafeli is going in the dark. Hita b'meizid motzah pesuach. Lo hita b'meizid motzah nol. If he pushed very, you know, with strong intent, it seems to me that the door was open. Really, it was closed. Okay. Fine. So that's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Tosfos has a little bit different twist on the Rav Nachman's case. That Rashi learns that Rav Nachman is saying the only way this person could come and say with such confidence, Pesach Pesuach, it must be he has familiarity with the whole thing. It must be he had been with the Zayin beforehand. So he deserves to get Malkus for that. Tosfos says that it's sort of like a flip around. He wasn't with the Zayin. So what's he saying? He went to Shemra. He's saying he knows, but really he does. He has no right to say that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So coming into Bezin with such clarity, making such a declaration when he has no way to know what he's talking about, is an insult to the woman, and he deserves to get Malkus for the insult. Okay. So the more Ha'udas the Kamei de Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe. So Rabbi Gamliel bar the Rebbe had a son named Rabbi Gamliel. So they came to Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe. Amar le Rebbe ba'alti v'lo mitzosi dam. The man says, I did be, and there was no dam. Amar le Rebbe b'sula ha'yisi. I was a b'sula. Okay. Amar lehem hiviu li oisus sura. Bring the what they would do is they would place a piece of cloth underneath to catch the dam. And hiviu li oisus sura usho b'mayim. They brought him a siddur. He soaked it in water. Mikibsu, and he washed it off. Motzalav kametipe damim. And he found there was blood there, and the zera of the man had covered over the blood, so it looked like there was no blood there. So Amar lo zakei b'mekcha. So he said, here be zeicha now, and your wife, you've got a good purchase.
Is that the procedure, I guess, that they soak it and then they look at it?
Well, 1 second. Omrele huna mar bere de rabba mi parzikya l'ravashi and na nami nabirachi. So this individual, huna mar bere de rabba from parzikya, said to Ravashi, generations later, so is that how we're going to do it? Jeff's question. Is this the procedure?
Good morning, Rabbi Green.
Omrele Giyot shalonu kikibu shalahem. That, the water in Eretz Yisrael, the water in Bovel, are not the same. And for us to do it with regular washing, soaking in water, would not accomplish the same thing as they did with their washing. We would have to do giyots. Giyots is like you'd have to like pound it with a stone. Okay, the amrit na'abud giyutz. Okay, so we'll do giyutz. Ma'avrele chumrasa. So when you would, the rubbing of it would remove the blood as well. So you wouldn't be able to say that it could just be delicate enough to remove the zera and leave the blood. We don't have a procedure which would be able to work to do that. The Mor says another story with Rabbi Gamliel Rebbe that a couple came. So the man says there was no dam. There's no dam because I wasn't a basula. He wasn't successful in his maisabia. That's why there was no dam. I'm still a basula. So Omer lehen hiviu li shtei shvachos. Achas psula v'achas b'ula. Bring me two maidservants. We would not want to do this with the kavod of a bas yisrael. We would not do this a regular Jewish woman. But they brought two shvachas, shifcha kananis, one who had had bia, one who had not had bia yet. Achas mevi'eloi. They brought to Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe these two women. V'shiva no pi chavis. So he put he had them seated over a barrel of wine. Bula recha noidiv, psula ain recha noidiv. So the baula, because there's an opening, so some of the smell of the yayin is absorbed into the body and then can be smelled from her mouth. And the psula wasn't Abzul Hashiva Balaha Yurecha Naidiv. Amraloy Lech Scheba Mekha. Okay. So he said, "Here, you've got a good purchase. Take her home." And Morris says, "When did you make korban gavo? Why do you have to bring the two shvachas first? Just go straight to doing it with the woman." So Morris answers, "Gemara have a shmir le maisel or have a chazi." So he had a masara that this would work, but he had never done it before, and therefore he was afraid. He will not be able to do it properly, and therefore, if he'll do it without being proper, would not be proper to do this to the woman. Obviously, they had to, you know, do the process. If it's not going to be effective, so he wanted to check to see if it's effective before he did it. Okay. So now it's not Rabbi Gamliel but Rebbe. We have three Rabbi Gamliels in our history. We have Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe, but we have the person who's known in Shas as Rabbi Gamliel, who's also known as Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna. He was there in the city of Yavna. Two generations before him, there was Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. So Hillel had a son, Shimon. Shimon had a son, Gamliel. Gamliel had a son, Shimon. He had a son, Gamliel. He had a son, Shimon. He had a son, and he had a son, Rebbe. So this is that the grandson of Hillel Hazaken. Omala Rebbe ba'alti b'lo matzasi dam. So the man says to Rabbi Gamliel that there was no dam. Omala Yisrael said to Rabbi Gamliel, Rebbe mimishpachas durkati ani shein lehem loy dam nida b'loy dam sulim. Coming from a family called Durtiki. Durkati, and they're known that they don't have blood. He checked with her relatives, and that was true, that this family had this genetical issue that they didn't have dam. Okay, go and accept your valid purchase. Ashrecho shezchisa lemishpachas durkati. So then he said to him that, you know, you zecha to a family with a woman that doesn't come and eat up, so that avoids a lot of issues. So you were zecha to get from a family of durkati. The Mor says, what do you mean? What is my Durkati? What is the word? Why is the name of the family Durkati? Durkatua. It's the generation is cut off. So therefore, Omer Rabbi Chanina Tanchumin Shal Hevel Nichma Rabbi Gamliel Lo Isah Ish. But he gave him. He said, you know, wow, it's such a great thing. He gave him a Tanchumin, a comfort of which was substanceless. It had no form to it, because the Tony Rabbi Chia Kashem Saor Yafa Leisa Kartamim Yafim Leisha, just like yeast is what allows the dough to grow, the damim, a woman who has damim with damnitis, etc., is what allows her to have children. Matana Mishum Rabbi Gemara Kol Isha Shadamel Merubin, but now Merubin, if she has more dam, it means that she has that the area is more healthy, which means that therefore she'll be able to have more children. So telling it to him, Ashrecha, that Yuzecha to Mishpacha Durkati, it was just like trying to give him a patch of a nechama, but it wasn't a real nechama.
Well, they must have been able to propagate if it was known. I mean, if they were able to, if it was known within the family.
That's true, but it was much more limited.
Yeah.
Itmar Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmi said, Omer Zechei B'mecha, that what he told him was, like we had before, is Zechei B'mecha, go take advantage of your good purchase. Omer Le, that's what he told him. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven Omer, Nischai B'mecha Omer Le. you are forced to accept, even though it's the purchase, even though it's not the best thing, because she's not she doesn't have the dam normally. Therefore, that there is a problem in the marriage in the mekach, but you're responsible for your purchase. So I'm relay. That's what we told him. So Mr. Bishlam Laman Darman Iskayev had under Khanida. So according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven's version that he said Nischai b'mecho, that fits very well with what we taught from Rabbi Chanina, that this is Tanchuma Shel Hevel. Al Laman Darman Sechei. So we told him that it's a schus. My schus. What's the schus? So my answer is only also the day suffic nida. But there is an advantage. Yes, having children will be problematic, but the veira of nidus, which is very difficult to veira, many times there's questions of suffic nida. He won't get involved in the possibility of having beer with a suffic nida, which with the surim which come with that. Okay, I would also convey to Rebbe. The Morris says another story that they came to Rebbe. The man says, "I could be here. There was no dam." So now the phrase over here, "Adayim Psulah Hayisi," that it should have been "Adayim Psulah Ni." I'm still a Psulah. I don't know what the term Psulah Hayisi. I'm not sure what it means. But the more, it's even more that it means that she's saying that the bia wasn't done properly. Now, Mishnei Betzaras Hava. It was during a famine. Ro Rebbe Shepneiim Shecharim. Rebbe saw that both of them, the man and the woman, their faces were darkened from the lack of food. So Tziva Aleihem. So Rebbe gave a command. V'chnisum l'merchutz, brought them to the base of merchutz to wash them well. V'chilum v'hishkum, he gave them to eat well and to drink well. V'chnisum l'cheder. A ball umotzadam. So now we did the bia. There was dam. The Rebbe understood that so amar lo schei b'mecho. Kar Rebbe Elaim. Rebbe applied to them the pasuk. Safat arim al ba'atzmam yovish hayuka aged. So one of the punishments the pesukim are talking about during the time of destruction is the famine. That their skin is stuck to their bones and they're dried out, so clearly dried out that they're not going to have dam.
So she was dried out, but how about him? But what's that got to do with blood with him?
It doesn't mean nothing, but the point is, well, he's not going to feed her and not him. It was nice, you know. Okay, the Grashi.
I guess he needed strength too.
Okay, back on Amad Aleph. So Reb Nachman said to the fellow who came that Pesach Basuch, he says, Asvu Kufri. Helkuhu, give him Malchus, with Malchus, which is with Malchus, the Maklus Chorius Sheldeko, and use Kufri. What's Kufri? It's the sharp leaves from the palm tree, Sheesh Ben Uksin, which have little sharp edges can come in kites and like thorns. The Mor says, Ema Kufri. The Mor says, there's a fruit called the Kufri. Maybe that's when the Pasuk says, Priyat Sodor, it means that. The Mor answers, it's not logical that the Torah would command us to take the Priyat Sodor, the Kufra, which has little thorns in it, and we would have to hurt ourselves because the Torah's ways are pleasant. So we know that the Torah, when we said Priyat Sodor, was not referring to a Kufra, because the Torah's ways are pleasant. But we see from the Gemara that the word, that Kufra, was a thorny type of an object. So he's saying simpler over here, that this is a thorny type of a stick. So they would use that it's a pretty painful Malchus, because he deserves what he said. Because Mavarachas HaChavitolei, it's only could be possible for him to say this with such confidence, he knows what he's talking about, if he's... that the women have been lying with him. The Zonis Ha'ir Hazois, the Zonis of this city, Sheshmo Mevarchasa, which her name was Mevarchasa, Chavutas
Veshchu. The city's name is
I'm not sure that that's Chavutais v'shech v'stamer lefanov l'znus machashu baki b'pesah pasuach. We have to assume that he's been lying with this person regularly to be familiar with that the pesah pasuach. So that's the first version. So the Mor says that he's believed and he gets punished. The second version says Bokar lo mehem. He's not believed. A person who's been married before is believed. Now, so if he's not believed, so what's the Malkus for? So the Malkus isn't for lying with the Zonos, because he didn't lie with the Zarnas. Okay? Masina le Kufri al Shemei is Ponov. The Kufri is for the chutzpah, what he's saying, and then the phrase was saying, what is it said as a question, was he lying with the Zarnas? No. So how dare you say such a thing here? What are you talking about? You know what you're talking about.
Well, and the next two examples are just that he's saying that he didn't see. I mean, after this one, he basically saying the same thing. It was open, and that was it.
Correct. Right? So
yeah.
the more it brings different approaches how to deal with the question. There's a possibility of being mata, and he was saying, no, it wasn't mata. So he's saying it wasn't mata. So what he's saying, I mean, there is a case where a person's believed. Right, so the person says, no, I know it wasn't mata, and we can't, if it was mata, she's still a psula, so do another B and see what happens. Well, do another B and there's no, it didn't happen, so she's not, there's no, right? See, he's saying, I didn't do Bakayak. He's saying that these excuses that we're giving weren't true. So now what do you do? So you believe him, or not? What do you say?
And once you believe him, you say, yeah, but you're experienced.
So the Mor is saying either according to the first version, apparently he's claiming that he's experienced and that he deserves Malkus for that, or alternatively he's not experienced and we're saying it's ridiculous. Well, your chutzpah is a chutzpah, tremendous chutzpah, so you deserve Malkus for that. Manasim Hamim, well, I haven't seen like Kufri. A person married before, we believe him. He always he's talking about A, and B, there's no reason to punish him. He did nothing wrong. Hita. He turns aside in the darkness. He turns aside from where the doorway was. There's something which prevents it from opening. Sometimes if you go to the at an angle, you could open it. If a person doesn't intentionally mata, it doesn't happen that often. We don't say that what Ramil was saying to him was not Shemahita. Elakach Botkid, what he's trying to check out was the following possibility. Shema b'mezid hitisa v'karta l'dasha v'abra v'karta delasa v'abriach. You ripped out everything which was there. Hita b'mezid means b'miskavan u'b'kach. You did a very strong act, and that removed all the impediments. More brings a story where there was no dam. He realized that it's possible that there is blood covered by the zera as he washed it off, and that's what happened. She said, can we do the same thing? She said, no, because giyutz, the shakir be'evin haskuchis, they would pound it with a glass stone. They had better water. They had better types of ingredients, materials, lechabes. But just washing by us doesn't clean the garment. By us, you need to do a process of gihutz in Bovo. The problem is mavarta lechumrusa shivsha for evan mavres adam, but the rubbing of the stone could take away the blood, so we haven't proved anything. So Rashi says, what does the word chumrusa mean? Chumrusa is evan, kermin and begitin. When he's dire, bechumrusa the nafik minay. So the Mor says, and evan even hanim says ba'om ma'achmas chali that they had an illness and they gave him this medication and the chumrusah came out was with the kidney stone which was blocking the bladder stone which is blocking the omba came out. So you see the word chumrusah means a stone.
It's the bladder.
Is the aver which comes out of it. It's blood. The stones which get caught there are not, they don't develop there. They develop either in the bladder or the kidney. Rechel Noidiv. What? I'm sorry.
Stones don't develop.
The stones develop either in the bladder or in the kidney, and then they get stuck in
between.
They get stuck in the ama going out. So you find the stone in the ama. It's not a stone from the ama. It's a stone from the bladder. That's what I said. Rechel Noidiv Mipia. The smell would come out from her mouth. Merichin Reach Yayin. The smell of the yayin would come out through her mouth. Shenichlus Lo Derech Pesach Hapasua. Would come into the body through the opening. So Gemara says, why didn't he try it out straight with her? Gemara Havi Shmila, Shosu Kain Libnois Yobe Libnois Yavish Gilab and Sephiroth Yabam. Gemara says they tried this out in the story of Yavish Gilab. They did it, but he never done it before, so he wanted to try it out first. Darkatua Shaylam Loidam, neither will Loidam Sulim. There's something lacking because they don't have Dam. Gemara says, Dam is Yavanisha, Lamayr Lahiroyan. It causes the. It allows for a woman to become pregnant more easily. You're forced to accept this damaged goods. Something which is not beneficial is called a chayv. And he saw that they were both lacking; their faces were blackened due to the famine. So he said, Safat Aram. So Rashi says the word Safat Aram, Dainish, there was a one of the grammarians who lived before Rashi, Dainishim, the Labrat, Pirish, he says that the word Safat means Kamai Dovak Aram al Atzmam, that it was stuck on their bones. Menachem, one of the other grammarians which lived before Rashi, his name was Menachem. Pirish shachar aram, that their skin was darkened. So, but either way, Rebbe understood that the lack that they were yavish hayka eitz, that they were dried out, so there was not going to be any dam unless he would give them food beforehand. Okay. Zakti Mishnah. Psulok subasa masayim v'almana is mana. So, a woman is a psula. The ksuba is 200. A woman who's been married beforehand. Her ksuba is 100. Okay, what about a case like this? Psula almana grusha v'chalutza. Woman is been married before. She had erisin. She didn't have nesuin yet. And then her husband died or divorced her or she's in a situation of chalitza. But she's never had bia yet because they don't have bia till they have the nesuin. So she's a psula, but she's been married before. So Allah is ksubasa masayim. The ksuba is 200. V'yesh lantan is psulim. That also means if the man subsequently does beer with her and there's no psulim, he can claim that there's something wrong with the marriage. So this advantage also causes a potential disadvantage. It's called tanis psulim. So krashi psula amana ugrusha. It means, so the phrase is a little bit not clear what it means. So Rashi explains, it means a psula who is an amana, or a psula who is a grusha, or a psula who is a chalutza. Bein psula shehi amana, oi grusha, oi chalutza min erisin. Because of this, now she's marrying somebody else, and she's now by the nesuin of the second man. Ksuvasa min hasheni is masayim. Shehi becheskes psula hi nises loy. He's marrying her with the belief that she's a psula, so he's chayiv a ksuv of 200. Yeah.
The chalutza is not psula.
The chalutza.
Yes.
She married Reuven. Only had Erison. Reuven died. So it was a chi of Yibu to Reuven's brother. Reuven's brother gives her chalitza. Right? So she's still a psula. She's a chalutza, but she's still a psula. She's never had beer yet.
Okay.
Right? And now comes Beryl and marries her. So he's marrying a woman who's a psula, who's a chalutza.
Okay, in the case when someone has been married, someone has been married. Second marriage.
This is all second marriage.
Yeah, I know.
But, right, someone, but there was only Arison, there wasn't a
suma.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So Arison is marriage, okay. But they never lived together. So she's still a psula. Veshantan is psula. If the second man now who marries her doesn't find her a psula, Then he can argue if the call tsubasa the mechotosi loy. He says, one second, I married a psula. You're not a psula, so there wasn't the deal. So this is a mechotos, and I don't owe you anything. Okay. The more is going to have a longer discussion on that point. Does she lose her total ksuba? Did she just lose the extra 100? And is this a full fledged mechotos or not? So that's the more is going to have a focus. I'm worried about that. But for now, Rashi's just assuming the more from the language of the Mishnah. Tanis psulim means he has an argument that there's where's the psulim? Therefore, there's something wrong with the marriage. So she's not. This is not a question of Mr. Heto. The question is, we said that's not what I married, so it's a mechotos. Okay. The Gemara says, what does the word almana mean? My almana. So Amar Rav Chana back the top. So Rav Chana from the city of Baghdad says the word almana is al shem mana. That she only gets paid a mana as opposed to two, and that's why she's called the woman of the woman of the mana. The Gemara says, okay, but almana min erisin make lememru. We use the word almana referring to a woman who's only had erisin, who's still a psula and gets 200. So if the word almana means 100, so why would a woman who's an almana from the erisin refer to as an almana? So more answers, Idi daha kari la almana, ha nami kari la almana. Okay. So it's a borrowed term, you're right, even though that woman gets 200, but that's came the phrase how we refer to a woman as a widow. Moore says, but the problem is that the ksuba of an almana is drabanan. And the Torah uses the word almana. Almana ksuba beraisa make remember what, but the Torah uses the word almana, and there was no ksuba yet. So how can you say that that's what it means? The Moore says, the Sidon and Rabbanon, the Miskin of Lamana, the Torah is referring to what's going to happen in the future. The Moore says, does the Pasuk use things based on what's going to happen in the future? The Moore says, in, yes. Where do you see that? The Siv, Mishema Nohar Ashlishi Chidako, Hu Ha'olech Kidmas Ashur. So the Pasuk says that the rivers coming out of Gan Eden, one of them is referred to as Chidakel, which goes to Ashur. Matan Rav Yosef, Ashur, what is Ashur? Zu Slika. It's a place called Slika. That's the name of the city. Ami Avoy didn't exist at that point in time. Elda Sida, it will exist in the future. The Torah gave it the name then, based on what's going to happen in the future. So Hakanami does see the, so we can say the same thing over here, that this name will, that the Torah gave it a name, knowing that the Chachamim would in the future create this halacha of giving her amana. Okay. So now the Mora brought from Rav Chana Badatoa explanation of the word almana. So the Mora is going to bring from him an explanation of another word, and or a few other words. So the Mora says, "Vamar Rav Chana Badatoa." The word motor, the rain is referred to as motor. So it's motor. The nature of motor is it's mashke. Mirave umazavel umaaden umamshik. The rain is mashke, gives liquid. Mirave means that it satiates. Umazavel, it fertilizes. Maaden, it gives a beauty to the fruits, etc. Umamshik, and now I'm not sure exactly what the word mamshik means. It continues, it flows. So I'm not sure what it means that it
grows.
What?
Continues to grow.
So it's referring to the water, referring to the fruits. Okay. So Amar Rabba Bar Rabbi Yishmael Vitema Rabbi Yarmir Bar Shalmiya Maikra. Where do you see this in the Pasuk? So there's a Pasuk in Tehillim. It says Tlamea Rave. So the Pasuk says, first of all, it's the furrows of the ground. Well, the rain will be Rave, will satiate them. Niches kedudeha vervivim timogagna simcha tavarech. It's going to then be niches. It's going to come down into the loshon not naches are going down. Kedudeha the troops. What it's going to produce. Revivim, and the reviv is the name of the another word for rain. Timagagna is going to melt it. Simcha tavorech and cause the vegetation to become blessed. Okay. So the Mora says, let's hold it here. Okay.